August Heat. An Inspector Montalbano Mystery by Andrea Camilleri. Read by Daniel Philpott.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. He was sleeping so soundly that not even cannon fire could have woken him. Well, maybe not cannon fire, but the ring of the telephone, yes. Nowadays, if a man living in a civilized country hears cannon blasts in his sleep, he will, of course, mistake them for thunderclaps, gun salutes on the feast day of the local saint, or furniture being moved by the upstairs neighbours, and go on sleeping soundly. But the ring of the telephone? The triumphal march of the mobile? Or the doorbell? No. Those are sounds of summons to which the civilized man has no choice but to surface from the depths of slumber and answer. So Montalbano got out of bed, glanced at the clock, then at the window, from which he gathered that it was going to be a very hot day, and went into the dining room where the telephone was ringing wildly.
"Salvo, where were you? I've been trying to get hold of you for half an hour."
"I'm sorry, Livia. I was in the shower, so I couldn't hear the phone."
First lie of the day. Why did he tell it? Because he was ashamed to tell her he had still been asleep? Or because he didn't want to embarrass her by telling her she'd woken him? Who knows?